Thursday night. Thursday night, Shiur Maseches Ksubis. We're talking about Lava Bo Mechlal Asei. Right, so we explained that sentence. And it's a lav, it's an Isser. Isser Asei. Well, I don't like the words Isser Asei, but if there is... I don't know what you mean. That's not lo kachudarka shel Torah. It's like, Rav Chaim says it okay, then it's okay. It doesn't become okay by magic. But I don't know what Rav Chaim you're referring to. What? By chometz? There's no such thing as an Isser Asei. There is. There's no such thing as an Isser Asei. Yeah. There is an Isser Asei by a lava bo mechal asei. Because that's taka. What does an Isser Asei mean? It doesn't mean anything. Oh, a lava bo mechal asei, you have an Isser Asei. You say, what do you mean? What does it mean? Oh, it means there's an Isser here. It's something you're not allowed to do. The Torah is creating an undesirable state. The Torah is, Hashem is telling you this is no good. That's called an Isser. But it only has the Chomer of an Asei. It's not that intense an Isser, because the Torah didn't say it explicitly. It only said it implicitly. So it said it implicitly. It's a Bo Mechlal Asei. Like I said, with crossing the street, it's an implication. Cross the street when you're holding someone's hand. So it's implied that if you're not holding someone's hand, you can't cross the street. So you know that something is asur. You know that something's undesirable, wrong, evil, rachok me Hashem, whatever works for you. Except you only know it. I told you the medium is the message in Torah. You things that it says it beferish, things that you learn out from a ribuy akra, things that you learn out from the yud gimel midos, they're all different intensities of this, sir. And memela lava bo mechlal asei is only has the intensity of the words the Torah used as of the asei. Now, then you have an asei like shechita, which is not an iser asei. It's an asei to go shecht. But what's unusual about that asei is that, again, it's not like tefillin, that you have to wake up in the morning and shecht an animal. We know that it's not compelling. You don't have to go shecht. So it's called a hechsher. Okay? It's called a hechsher. Then you have like we said, shechita, kiddushin. What else did we say? It's called hechsherim. Gittin, again, you know, this is, you want to divorce your wife, this is how you do it. It's a hechsher, it's the right way to do it. But you say tashbisu, l'moshel, to rest on Shabbos, losasim melocha, and tishbos. It's not an iser asei, it's a regular asei. It's a positive act to rest. To cease doing malacha, to rest. I don't know if it means to go to sleep. It means to refrain from malacha. I call that a positive act. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know where you see when the Gemara says Lamosha Lava Olav Balava Asei. I think it's always a lava bo mechlal asei, no? It says it by a kashrus. You could say there, but there the Rambam chose to make it into, again, a regular asei. See, you could say kasher is a lava bo mechlal asei. Torah says, eat kosher. So it's implying, don't eat not kosher. That's the way it would sound like from the Sifra. That when it says, ezeh tochlu, we call it Sheba Moyim, so it's lava ola balava asei. But I don't call that if you want to call that an Israel, I have no problem.
Wait.
Yeah, I know it's Tashbis.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying I don't know of any other Isser Asei. I don't know what the word Isser Asei means. Torah says do something, so you have to do it. So sometimes the point is to imply don't do the opposite. That's called a lava bomachal asay. Certainly Rav Chaim doesn't mean that Tashbisu is a lava bomachal asay. He does? If he does, call a kabel. So what do you mean in Israel say? Rest on Shabbos, which is maybe your closest equivalent to Tashbisu.
But isn't that the opposite of
is a positive act. Yeah, but it's a positive act. Refrain from halacha. Whether you call it rest or refrain from halacha, it's a regular asay. I don't want to go to Israel asay. You have to go do something. The only Isra asays I could think of is Taka Lava Bamachal asay, and I know exactly what an Isra asay means. I wouldn't use the word Isra asay, but I have no problem with using it. It's an Isra. We know that the point of the Torah is to tell me that something's Asur. The Torah is telling me that something's Asur. The Torah is not telling me something's positive. It's telling me that something's negative. But it's telling it to me by implying it, not by saying it. And it's a lava bo mechala say. It's an iser that's derived by implication from the Torah describing a positive action. So the chomer of that negative action is the chomer only of a positive action, because the Torah chose to impart the information to me. It communicated with me about the davar asur through the medium of an asay. So it only has the chomer of an asay. You can't give it more of a chomer than the medium that the Torah chose. To say that Tashbisu is an isra asay, I don't know what it means an isra asay. I know what it means by a lava bomachal asay. I don't know, what does it mean an isra asay? An isra is an isra. So how can you have an isra asay? Really, I don't know what it means, an Isra Asay. What does it mean, an Isra Asay? I know, Isra Asay. Whenever the Torah, when the Gemara says, and it does many times, Lavar Olav Balava Asay, it's always in the form of a Lava Bomachal Asay. Kol Tzipa Tahora Tochelu. So the Rambam Gradha has a unique Shita that he argues with the Sifra. He must have had a Makor from somewhere else. That the Rambam holds it's not a lava bo mechal asay at all. So what is it? It's certainly not a mitzvah to go eat meat, to go eat kosher meat. So the Rambam concocts, comes up with this tremendous chiddush that there's an asay to make sure something's kosher before you eat it, right? And that's how he interprets the asay. To live dok b'simone ha'ol, he comes up with this chiddush. Now let me ask you a question. So we have three, I'll say, unusual assays. We have a lava bo mechal assay, because it's not an assay at all, it's only the implication of the lav. We have an assay, your regular assay is an assay that you have to do. Then you have an assay that's only it's a hechsher. Now, another assay, which I would call situational, Marshal Tzitzis. Tzitzis is situational. It's a regular assay, but it's not a mitzvah to go put on tzitzis. It's situational to someone wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, then there's a regular mitzvah go put on tzitzis. No, it's
you have to object to the traditional language of mitzvah chiyuvis or chiyuvis?
No, it's not chiyuvis at all. It's chiyuvis, but it's situational. The chiyuv kicks in only once a certain situation exists, and that situation is when you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos. But once you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos, it's a regular mitzvah chiyuvis. There's no such thing as a mitzvah chiyumis, I say. A mitzvah means you have to do it. I know you're raising your eyebrows. Come here, let me ask you something. It's either a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah.
No,
Rav Moshe comes up with an idea of mitzvah kiyumah.
Right.
I don't know what it means.
There's
a mitzvah kiyumah. Calm down. There is a thing as a mitzvah kiyumah. But the wording is wrong. Sometimes we know that something is the Ratzon Hashem, and for some reason he chose not to tell us a mitzvah. Yeah. So that's what I call a mitzvah. If you want to call that a mitzvah kiyumis, I'm fine with that.
I don't want
the words in the 613 mitzvahs, there is no mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah, 613 means things you have to do. Now, sometimes they're situational. There's a mitzvah to bring a musaf on Yom Kippur, on Shabbos. So what does that mean? Is there a mitzvah to bring a korban musaf on Shabbos on Wednesday? On Wednesday, are you mechuyev to bring a korban musaf on Shabbos? I don't know, maybe you are. I'm a Jew. I'm a
semantics. When people say mitzvah kiyumis, they just mean a mitzvah that you're not chayev to go and do. It's a mitzvah that, you know, if you want, like what you're calling a situation.
I don't know what you mean by semantics.
Like you don't have to put on tzitzit.
That's right, but it's wrong. It's wrong. The 613 mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah kiyumis.
It just depends how you define mitzvah kiyumis.
There's only one way to define
stucco.
It.
It's like Ezra says.
What? You have to go get stuck.
Yeah, once one? You do it, if you do it again, now it's not stuck anymore. You don't do the mitzvah stuck anymore.
What?
How much you have to give to do stuck?
When's the last time you learned to chus stuck?
What's the shiur?
It depends if there's a tzarech aniyim, if there's an ani b'fanecha that needs the money, you're mechuyev to give it to him.
What are you saying? If none of those situations exist, you're just in a regular...
And you get the mitzvah stuck and you're not chayev to do it.
Your mamish off base now, I have to tell you. Those are tanoim. Tzedakah is not a mitzvah kiyumis, chas v'shalom. Now you're talking about the dinim of the mitzvah, when you're mechuyev to do it and when you're not mechuyev to do it. Those are dinim, when you're mechuyev to do it. There's a lot of dinim. That doesn't
sometimes
make it kiyumis.
It's not, let's say making the bracha is a mitzvah kiyumis, only when you're eating. It's a mitzvah. No, I don't think that's the same.
Okay, listen, I want to give you clarity. There are 613 mitzvahs. Mitzvahs means imperatives. Hashem said you have to. Sometimes they're only a heksher, meaning you don't have to give your wife a get. But when you're being megarish, that's called a heksher. Sometimes they're situational. They're situational. Wait, listen. Tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis. But it's situational. What do I mean situational? It's when you're wearing a bag of the bar bakanfos, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis. The mitzvah of the Torah is talking to a person who's wearing what by them was an average baguette. Good. Now,
Shkita falls into that though.
No, wrong. It's,
no, I'm right. I've seen it in the
I don't care. So they're wrong. It's situational. It's as situational as saying you have to bring a korban musaf on Shabbos. It means when Shabbos rolls around, you're mechuyev to bring a korban musaf. When you're wearing a beged of arba kanfos, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. It's no less a mitzvah than any other mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. It doesn't say anywhere it's any less of a mitzvah. Who decided
it? Sefer Achina. We open up the Sefer Achina, right? We have the dini or tanaya mitzvah. Is the shakra zacharim by
yeah, that's called situational.
Rabbi's manabayas, Rabbi's manabayas. That's the dinim and tanaya mitzvah.
The Shabbos is coming whether you like it or not. But tzitzis, you don't have to wear in a beged of arba kanfos.
You don't have to marry your sister-in-law either.
Right.
Only if a husband died without children.
Right, I'm saying it's different.
What do you mean right? You keep saying right, but then you keep saying...
No, because it's
you're right, so that doesn't make it into a...
But there are other mitzvahs that you're intrinsically are a mitzvah.
Every mitzvah has to know a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to put on tefillin on Shabbos.
Of course not tonight, but some mitzvahs are okay,
good. No mitzvah is different.
Machokas Rishoni, is Jesus the Eretz Yisrael, is mitzvah Yudis or Kiyumis?
Wrong. Rabosha made it up.
Okay, I will show the Rav.
Rabosha made it up.
All Sfarim that bring
Rabosha made it up.
Rabosha
made it up.
No, but it's a Rabosha. So what does that mean?
Made it
we don't have to be nechshav it because we made it up. So okay, let's say we're masking.
The Rambam holds it's not a mitzvah. The Rambam holds it is a mitzvah. End of story.
No.
What Rabosha means, you should not use the word mitzvah kiyumis. It's a wrong word. Sometimes you know something. Listen to me. Sometimes you know something. Stop with the rabbonim. Learning Torah.
I can't say that word. Excuse me. It's a misnomer. Misnomer.
It's a misstatement.
Rav, if the word is used in Chazal,
so it's wrong.
Rav can't say it's wrong.
Yes, I can. Watch. It's wrong.
Okay, fine. Yavid mahani
romahani. What?
Yavid mahani romahani.
What there is sometimes is you know something is the Ratzon Hashem and it's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah means a commandment. I learned that in third grade and it's still correct. A mitzvah is a commandment.
Always.
It's a commandment. Sometimes it's only
to always mechuyev to do it?
No, it depends what the mitzvah is. I'm not always mechuyif to bring a carbon musaf, only on Shabbos. So it's not a mitzvah? On Shabbos is a mitzvah to bring a carbon musaf.
A woman does a lulav. Is she chayev to do the lulav?
No, she's potter.
Did she fulfill a mitzvah?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I will show the Rav.
If a woman does,
she's a mekayem mitzvah.
If a woman sits in a sukkah or whatever,
what?
All these things, any mitzvah that a woman does that's a reshus is not a mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah. She didn't fulfill a mitzvah.
That's
she's not commanded.
It says befeirush.
Where does it say? Show me.
I'll have to bring the sources.
So show me.
Okay. I'll show it.
So when you show me.
Well, I'm interested, that's really. Like, I mean, that's what you hold.
You're asking me the wrong question. Now let me ask you, this is the question you should be asking me. Forget, how could there be shitas that a woman makes a bracha over a zman groma? And this is a question which has nothing to do with the words you use. It's a question. And whatever the answer to this question is, and it's a very, very good question, you're asking the wrong question. How could a woman say the tzivonu if she's not commanded? That's the question. If she's not commanded, how can there be shitas and rishonim that say she can make a bracha? How could she say the tzivonu? And now I'm going to tell you the answer. The answer is what we said yesterday. That after you have the miut of women in zman groma, it's not the pshat that the Eibishter gave the mitzvah of lulav to men. The mitzvah of lulav was not said to men. It was said to Klal Yisrael. Women were nismait that they don't have to do it. So that means there's a mitzvah to women also, because the mitzvah is to Klal Yisrael, and they are potur from fulfilling the mitzvah. But that means when they do it, they're doing the mitzvah. If I tell you, would you listen? If I tell the shul, you all have to stay for my drasha. Yeah? Then I tell you, you're potter from that tzivui. You're potter because you have to go outside and you have to set up the kiddush. You belong to the kiddush club, not kiddush club, the kiddush setup committee, and you go set up the kiddush. So you're potter. Now, but when I said everybody has to stay for the drasha, I didn't mean everybody but him. I meant everybody, the shul, whoever's a member in the shul is mechuyev. He is potur from listening to my tzivui. That means if he chooses, now listen to the lomdus, that if I meant in my tzivui everyone but him, then if he chooses to stay, he's doing a reshus. But if my tzivui was to everybody,
that's not true.
Of course it's true.
What about Rosh Hashu? Yaminu small. The Rav gives him.
What about Kabbalah v'Drava Minei? What about Malach Hamovus Mali Hocha Mali Hosva? What about Shnei Boitzim Batalis?
He's over in the words of the Rav.
What about Kabbalah v'Drava Minei?
Usher from the Kabbalah.
Malach Hamovus Mali Hocha Mali Hosva.
Come on, you're joking around.
Yeah. What do you mean about Loi Sosser? Where did Loi Sosser come from?
The Rav said, you go fix up the Kiddush.
He said, you're putter from staying.
You're putter from staying because you can go fix up the Kiddush.
Oh, it's a patur.
How can anyone hold a woman could say the Tzivonu on a mitzvah Zivon Grumble? We're going to take it slow. It's logical. How could a woman say the Tzivonu if she's not commanded? The answer is the following lomdus, that the mitzvah of Tfilin or Lulav or Sukkah was not given to men. It's not men that were commanded to do it. It was a Jew that was commanded to do it. And women are also Jewish. So then why don't they have to do it if they were commanded? Because there's another pasuk exempting them. It's like if I say to the shul, you all have to give $100 donation, but whoever's income is kach v'kach is potter. That means I'm saying it to everybody, but then there are people who are exempt from listening to me. What's the nafkamina? Very beautiful nafkamina. Let's say they choose to do it. So if I meant you, and I didn't mean you, if the mitzvah of tefillin was given to men, then if a woman chooses to, I don't want to say tefillin,
yeah,
the controversy,
yeah,
sukkah. No, I'm joking around. No, I didn't. I was joking around. I don't want to get into the Indian if women are allowed to wear tefillin or not. That's all. We're talking about sukkah, lulav, shayfa, what's the difference? Yeah. If the pshat is the mitzvah of shofar was only given to men, so if a woman chooses to listen to shofar, she's not doing a mitzvah. She's doing a dvar reshus. But if the mitzvah of shofar was given to Jews, and women are exempt from listening to the tzivui, then if they choose to listen to the tzivui, they're hooking up to the tzivui. So they're doing a mitzvah, so they can say the tzivonu also.
That's what I just said. You said it's not a mitzvah. What did the woman say to the sukkah? You said, didn't do a mitzvah. That's what you said.
Then I explained, according to the Mandyam, that they can make a bracha.
Uh-huh.
It's totally in that machlek.
That's what I'm asking the Shai.
No. The question is, how could they say the tzivonu? Not if they're doing a mitzvah to you.
I understood already.
It's not an oive. We chased him away. He can't stand the yelling. Oive.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, Chapter Shul Tayr is very good. You're not used to it.
That's the right question. If we knew already what you said, because I heard you say
it's a bracha. The issue is they say the tzivanu. It's mamish a mitzvah. It's either a shus or it's a regular mitzvah. They're hooking up to a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis.
No, I'm saying mitzvah kiyumis, but they get a mitzvah if they sit in the sukkah, right?
If they decide to listen to the tzivanu, only no chas v'sholem. Only according to the rishonim that hold they can make a bracha. Not of course. That's only according to the rishonim that hold they can make a bracha. According to the rishonim that hold they can't make a bracha.
Commanded to do it or not. In the Rav's world, either they're commanded or they're not. Everybody's commanded. They're exempted.
Yeah.
So if they hook themselves,
I'm telling you.
Up,
I'm telling
you.
This is what I told you. I told you in Lom. That's not a mitzvah kiyumis.
Phrase,
now, Mashenkin by Kohanim.
Exactly, but the world, all these, you look at the Sfarim,
if a Yisrael decides to. If a woman. Will you stop? If a woman decides to sit in a sukkah, according to the Rishonim that holds, she can make a bracha. Right? So she's hooking up with the mitzvah. If a Yisrael decides not to be Metame L'Meisim, is he doing a mitzvah? Of course not. He's doing nothing because there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only to Kohanim.
No.
If a Yisrael decides to not be the Tamil Mason. If a Yisrael decides to not be the Tamil Mason, does anybody have the sign that he gets a mitzvah?
No.
What's the difference? Because the mitzvah of Sukkah or Tfilin or Lulav was given to Jews, and the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim was given to Kohanim, who are Jews. So now, getting back to mitzvah, So now, tzitzis is a regular mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's situational, like musaf on Shabbos. What's kisui hadam? What's kisui hadam? What kind of a mitzvah? You don't have to go be mechaser dam now. You don't have to travel to the shlach tois in Meir Shorim and stand there and be mechaser dam. It's not like tefillin.
So I open up Sefer Chinuch. And Sefer Chinuch has a section called Dine HaMitzvah. So in the Tanaim and Dine HaMitzvah, it tells you what is man.
So it's situational. It's situational.
Every mitzvah is situational.
Some situation,
Zachari, Mikevos, Kohani, Manzeros, Levin.
I'm trying to explain to you there's different types of mitzvah saseis. Some are a hechsher. Like shchit is a hechsher. It's not situational. It's not pshat when you want to eat meat. Now there's a mitzvah saseh to go shecht. That's wrong. It's called a hechsher. That the Torah said this is the process through which you're allowed to eat meat. It's called a hechsher. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
Hechsher mitzvah is not a mitzvah.
No, not that type of hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher to something else. It's a hechsher. Semantics. Lumbus is not semantics.
I know, so if we're talking about the idea itself, a hechsher mitzvah is not a mitzvah.
I'm going to give you a test now. What's shiluah hakat?
I don't know.
It's a situational mitzvah.
No! What kind of a mitzvah is it?
I'm saying is it kumis or kiyumis?
No!
I'm saying by the way he's calling, no?
No such thing as a mitzvah kumis. Is it situational if you want to take the mother? Is it a hechsher? This is how you could take the mother, or the children, the eggs, This is how you could take the eggs, or is it, so that's why it's a machlokes. I'll be Kabbalah, it's a mitzvah to go do it, and I'll be Nisnigla, it's a hechsher. If you want to take the mother, this is how you take the mother.
The eggs.
This is the eggs. If you want to take the eggs.
It says it's only if you come across it also.
Yeah, that's the situational part, that you have to come across it. But once you come across it, but you have no interest in taking the eggs, so should you or not? So according to Kabbalah, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Nister, you should go do it, and Alpi Nigla, it's a Heksher. I mean by Heksher, if you want the eggs, this is how you acquire them, by first sending away the mother. Like there's a process through which you do something. That's what I mean by Heksher.
So the Rav's not using Heksher mitzvah in the way which it's used in
Lamas. Yeah, okay, right. Heksher mitzvah means something else. Chopping the wood is a Heksher mitzvah.
Heksher
is process.
I'm not using the word Heksher mitzvah.
In the way that it's used.
Some mitzvahs are, I'm not using the word Heksher mitzvah at all. Some mitzvahs are a Heksher for what you want to do. You want to eat, you have to shecht. You want to be married to a woman, you have to make kiddushin. You want to divorce a woman, this is how you do it. Process. Heksher means the way something is accomplished. So there's some mitzvahs that are a heksher.
So the Rav doesn't disagree with the reality of mitzvah kiyum.
I absolutely
he doesn't like the language.
There's no such thing.
The Rav just doesn't like the language.
There's no such thing.
Such a thing. It's just not the word.
It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. There's such a thing that sometimes we know something is the Ratzon Hashem, and it's not a mitzvah. If you want to call that a mitzvah kiyumis, you're welcome to call it that. But it's not one of the 613. It's not one of the 613 mitzvahs. I don't care. The Rambam doesn't count it as one of the 613. You want to call it a mitzvah, that's fine. The Rambam wouldn't call it a mitzvah, because there's only 613 mitzvahs. You're either loy soysif if you say there's a 614.
What are the 613? Right, the
Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam does not.
The Rambam.
That's true. The Rambam does not count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the 613. You're talking about other Rishonim. We're talking about the Rambam.
Other Rishonim.
It's a mitzvah chiyuvis, 1,000%. Who said?
I will show the Rambam.
The Rambam holds it's what you call a mitzvah chiyuvis. They say it in the Rambam, not in the Rambam.
The Rambam doesn't count it, but he lists.
In the Rambam, they say it. They say it in the Ramban or in the Ramban? They say it in the Ramban?
They say it in the Ramban.
Of course!
Ramban,
how can you say it in the Ramban? It's a mitzvah. It's one of the 613. So I was brought up the 613 mitzvahs. So if you want to tell me such a thing as a mitzvah kiyumis, I object to the word. I understand the concept. The concept is that it's Ratzon Hashem, but it's not a mitzvah. Nekuda, it's not a mitzvah. You want to call that a mitzvah kiyumis, I hold you over Baltoisif.
And it's a hefet.
What happened to Lulav?
I hold you over Baltoisif.
What happened to Lulav?
Lulav?
Why, a woman. What happened over there?
It's a mitzvah kiyumis?
Yes. The Rav said himself.
No
the
way.
People get
no.
The mitzvah.
No.
No.
They get the mitzvah kiyumis. They hooked up to the tzivui.
They hooked up to the tzivui. It's a semantics.
No.
How can you hook up to an obligation?
My obligation.